This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
A story now that blends international economic sanctions and the plain old ordinary automated teller machine. The Wall Street Journal reported this morning that National Cash Register, a company that makes ATMs, has allegedly done business in Syria. That's a big no-no under current U.S. sanctions policy. NCR has hired a law firm to investigate the anonymous allegations. That's important to mention. But it does kind of make you wonder how easy it is for American firms to violate sanctions knowingly or otherwise. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Dan Gorenstein explains it's a lot easier than you might think.
What do if you make tires in the U.S., for instance, and really want to sell those tires to Syria?
I've set up a company in Germany, try to make it distance itself from the parent company.
Jeff Kramer works at Kroll Advisory Solutions, an international risk management and investigative firm.
Tires get made in Germany and then shipped to the sanctioned country. The tires were not made in the U.S., right? They were not made in Akron, Ohio, or anything.
The former federal prosecutor says the incentive to skirt sanctions is real.
There's just too much money there for companies not to take advantage of at least the opportunity.
ING, Barclays, Credit Suisse, Lloyds Bank, ABN AMRO.
Jonathan Schanzer is a former terrorism finance analyst at the Treasury Department. He says all of these firms have been slapped with significant fines for defined sanctions in other countries, but
they don't lose their license.
The financial hit isn't much of a deterrent. To some, it's just the cost of doing business. Schanzer says the real danger for firms is damaging their brand.
When you're in a publicly held company and it is divulged that you've been doing business with unsavory characters like Iran or Syria, this doesn't exactly drive your stock price up.
The risk of bad publicity is so great, Schanzer says, usually all regulators need to do is threaten to publicly out the company. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.